amateur podcast in the galaxy.
But what are we?
We are here
to explain to you what we are, because we kind of just figured it out. We just went through an existential crisis together, Anne and I, pre-gaming this episode, and we really wanted to make sure we were explaining with the right words what we are. All right, so what is streamer consciousness? Right now, you're actually streaming our consciousness. And the only way we can translate our consciousness to you is through words. And as we are constantly speaking, we are infinitely thinking, so we can never actually tell you what we're thinking, because as we tell you, we are still thinking. So the streams of consciousness is this continuum of ideas, and it continues through the day, it continues through the night, through our dreams, and it refreshes in the morning. And that is what Anna and I value the most, when you're on that energetic, that stimulating stream of consciousness and you don't want it to end. And there's times where we're eating each other's words and we kind of mesh our streams together, even though we're separated by bodies. Through meta thought, our streams and our thought just enter the same idea worlds. And that's kind of how we thought about this podcast idea.
Well, we thought about this podcast idea, and Anna was like, hey, Gabby, like, you said stream my consciousness, but I told you that, like, a summer ago. I'm like, wait, what are you talking about? Like, that was, I thought I came up with that, and you're like, yo, I came up with that. I guess we're both, like, both had the same idea, or was it just so deep-rooted in my subconscious I didn't realize it didn't even come from me? You know, I was like, I don't know, but I'm like, oh, I became so attached to that. So I'm like, okay, let's combine it, combine our brands together and just be stream our consciousness. And that's where we came up with Ghana.
That's exactly that connection I had to Gabby, where Gabby and I were able to just drop everything, drop our most deeply rooted truths and put them out into the open and basically just like in front of us, like lay our truths in front of us and pick at them, question them, talk about them, relate to them. Like the connection I had is like, whoa, I've never met someone who is so willing to just like, you know, like who asks herself these questions as well. Like, you know what I mean? Like the question, like me and Gabby are constantly questioning and we're constantly pondering and we're like, yo, if we're thinking this and every single questioning that we have is our own reality and our own truth, what else is out there? Like who else is out there? Like who else ponders about this? Like we're trying to connect with people that also question these things as well. And like, see what they make out of it. Like, whether they make art, whether they make shows, music, other podcasts, like, what are they wearing? What are they doing? Like, you know, who are these people that also question like us? And how do we connect to them? How do we use a platform and find these people and connect with them and just continuously find other people who are in tune with the vibrations and the frequencies that are around them? That's what I think is unique about the stream of consciousness is me and Gabby, both of our thought processes, we're on completely like kind of different, I would say, what, like, excuse me if I'm botching the fucking science behind this, but like same wavelengths, different frequencies, or maybe same frequencies, different wavelengths. Like what? Like, excuse any music nerds out there, want to put a comment below, please do. But yeah, just like the streams and like the fluidity of it, the fluidity, the recycling of water, just the massive, never-ending process of just life. You know what I mean? Like life is just so, I would constantly think, why life? I have lived so many short, excruciating years. I think that was a quote I got from Jenna Marbles. I think one day she was like, life is so short, but so, like, excruciatingly long at the same time. So I'm like, whoa, yes, life is so short and so long at the same time. And how do we, who wants to ponder? Who wants to stop and be like, what is this? Who are we and who are you? And show me what you know. You know what I mean? Like constantly seeking truth and finding a truth. And that's why me and Gabby are here. We're here to question and we're here to ask, not to answer, because every single individual's truth is their own, you know, and whether it doesn't match up to yours, it's still a truth, and let's discuss it.
Yeah, we are all experiencing this phenomenology of Earth and human life. So it's nice to enter the internet and kind of get that validation that other people are having the same thoughts. It's the best when we saw Midnight Gospel on Netflix. It was cool that they were normalizing these ideas into a cartoon Netflix show that is the most popular platform in the world.
Universe.
In the universe. And It was really nice and refreshing to see and see who comments on their posts and see who else is interested in these ideas.
Yes, you're like, finally, like, people who just want to trip out on reality, you know what I mean? Like, they want to take it and, like, just, I loved it. I just, like, I love that. And, like, just, Gabby, take it away with your analogy.
Well, I really think YouTube is like this universe simulator that the protagonist in Midnight Gospel goes inside of every single episode. He picks a universe to go to. Let's check out planet Oogaloogle. Oh, look, you know, planet this, presses on it and goes in. That's us searching on YouTube. Let's check out the consciousness of Logan Paul and all his friends, you know, and then we're like inside his house. We're like, oh my, I'm like, bro, like, do I look good? I'm inside their house. Like, you know, I feel like I'm with them and it's like a simulator. YouTube is a simulator of just understanding other people's worlds and ideas and exactly. Communicating that through these platforms that we all experience, watch, look up to.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa, like, as Gabby mentioned, like words are very, very powerful, and humans are very, very powerful. And whoa, there's this YOUTUB.com that I can go and just every human is on it. Everyone is like I can access people to, like, through this, like, the world that, like, you know, we would be limited to in 200 years ago or however long, like, what, like, internet's only been out for what, 50 years maybe, I guess. So, like, we were so limited in our communication, and words are the most powerful way to communicate what we're feeling, you know. Like, it's the first thing people always ask you, like, hey, like, how you feeling? You feel this? Like, what's going on, you know? Like,
yeah.
People are constantly trying to communicate and give you that validation, be like, hey, like, I'm also a human. You know what I mean? Like, we're both on the same reality, man. Like, hang on. Like, it's just like, I think it's cool. I don't know. I think it's cool. And I think humans are super awesome. And now there's this platform. There's these devices. There's a thing I can put in my hand that I can access hundreds and thousands of. Like, whoa, look at all the consciousness I can open up to and, like, see and think about and connect with and have fun. And, like, I wonder if anyone else is, like thinking about this stuff too and, like, find this video and they're like, yo, what? I also think
people, why did I just transport inside their bedrooms?
Yeah, whoa, you're in Gabby and Anna's bedroom. And, like, we're hanging out. It's just Anna and Gabby. Like,
I haven't seen Anna in, like, 6 months. And it could still, you know, it's still a magnetic connection just through voice, just through words, just through sight. We could still feel very similarly than having to rely on the human touch or the human present moment. She's not physically with me, but I can understand that her thoughts are and her words and her presence is.
Exactly. And like literally like what like this must be mentioned because like 10 minutes ago I was like crying. Like we were just talking about truth and like finding its source and like understanding that all truths are equal in a sense, or like understanding that concept. But it's just we both got very emotional and I like started crying because like, why do I seek truth? Like, why do me and Gabby seek truth? And like, why do we think like, okay, cool, you guys like to like question reality. Like, so what? Well, like me and Gabby, like we've been through things and like I experienced a loss when I was younger and that is constantly has driven to be like, well, whoa, like when you lose someone, your truth just dissolves, you know? So it just dissolved in front of my eyes when I was 16 and I was like, no, like, what? So like, there's other people that are like that, you know? Yeah.
There must be more, you know? And then I don't listen to Billie Eilish that much, but I think her voice is so amazing. She has, I looked on her website, it's like, where do we go when we sleep? I'm like, yo, she thinks about this too?
Yeah, like.
That's like this one question that I'm like, oh my goodness, like, what is the connection to the soul? Where do we go when we sleep? That was my main question, and I've been trying to figure that out, and just I'm not trying to figure it out, but just have a route to answers, and
yeah,
and not just have nothingness. I just want something to think about, but it's nice to hear that other people have the similar ideas, and whether that be because they experience similar things or.
Yeah, like what truths inform you, you know, like what have you gone through? And like that's why I love stuff like Humans of New York. He like stops people, he's like, tell me like what's the hardest thing you've ever done? And to ask a stranger, like someone you've never met who's holding a camera, be like, hey, like I'm just a doc, like I like listened to one of his interviews, it was him telling it about his process. He'd be like, I would see someone I would just find interesting and I would just stop them and like approach and be like, hey, like I'm a documentary, like this is who I am, like, you know, like a document, like what is it, like a
documentarian.
Yeah, he's a journalist, you know what I mean? And like
documentarian,
he's a photojournalist, you know what I mean? Like Honi, like,
you know,
he's a photojournalist. And so like seeing him, and like the best part was like he did it in New York City, like the place of like the most beautiful people on fucking earth, you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. Like anything and everything can be found in that city. And like him just being like, whoa, look at all the fucking minds that are out here, like I can talk to all of them, I can give these people, like he's shown the lights of truth, you know what I mean? He would point the flashlight of individual like human beings is souls and light and truth and be like, tell me about it, like let me write it and let me share it, you know what I mean? And he would share thousands, hundreds of thousands, and like he reached millions, he sold book, like because people wanted to connect, people would be like, whoa, this one individual like met his wife through this, or like lost a person through that, you know what I mean? So it reminds us that we're all human, that we're all suffering in a sense, and through that suffering comes truth and beauty. So there's all of it, there's sadness and beauty in everyone, and like my desire to accept all of it, you know what I mean? And just be it. And so that was the little rant on stream. And now Gabby and I, we're a philosophy podcast, you know? So philosophy, according to Gabby, is wisdom. So philosophy is about being inquisitive. Every philosopher just asks and asks and asks, and they ask about everything and anything. And they don't have a correct method to do so. They don't always have like a perfect answer. Most philosophers even question their own sayings or their own truths. Like, philosophy. What else can you take it away?
Sophia, that's wisdom, and then Phil is for the love of. It's for the love of wisdom, and it's one thing that we're going to be consistent about is questioning. And the problem with defining what our podcast, what our brand is, besides saying philosophy, is that we don't know how to direct what it is, because everything, the ideas we're talking about is constantly changing. The state of the universe just changed from one month to another. We saw it happen in a different country and we didn't think it was going to happen to us and we didn't prepare, and it changed, and worlds change, ideas change. So each week, we don't even know what's going to happen next week. We try to plan, but all we know we're going to do is question to find more truth. And that's why we're doing this video right now about our brand, because we were questioning our own brand. We wanted to find the truth of our own brand. And this is us trying to tell you in the best words we can, because in our minds, it's so clear. But when it comes to words and business terms, Anne and I are like, wait, this is more vague than we thought it was.
And we are living through our Greek tragedy. Gabby, our Socrates, trying to question, and we're philosophers. I'm not technically a licensed philosopher. Gabby has that little leg up than I do, but studied a lot of political philosophy and took a lot of philosophy courses, considered it as a minor, didn't pursue it. Yeah, we're here. This is our Greek tragedy, and me and Gabby are the philosophers who are here to question and here to ask and here to connect and shine light on truth. And we don't know what that looks like, and it can be about any topic, but it's beautiful. It's like, it's understanding that topics run so deep, but we just have to take all of it with humor and like understand that, like, hey, we're all human. Whoa, that's pretty deep, but that's also pretty fun. And like, it's cool that we're all together and all able to talk and see each other and love and feel what we all feel. And as Gabby mentioned, like, music is very powerful to us because we can feel the emotions that everyone, like, that music was created to have a user feel, you know, or have a listener feel. So
I know, it's so beautiful. We were talking before how the emotion that Anna feels is love. Like, we're listening to the same song, you feel love, you feel warmth, and I feel love and warmth, but we have two subjective feelings, but they still kind of overlap each other and find that one true form of love. And we both feel love, but it's just such... we connected to whatever we experienced with love before, and we experienced different things. So everyone has their own idea of all these words and emotions and feel different things, but it's cool to have art and music to kind of overlap those ideas and have this one tangible form to encapsulate it.
This is it. This is our time capsule. This is me and Gabby opening up the YouTube simulator and screaming in it, hoping someone will listen.
Hello! Our only subscriber is a snake, because
yeah.
Pick up the echo location 5 days before our earthquake hits.
Repeat that.
A snake can pick up the echolocation of an earthquake 5 days before it happens.
Wow.
And bats, so Anna and I thought this was funny and we wanted to make a little skit with Midnight Gospel. I don't know if it's too soon.
Yeah, trademarked, licensed, I don't know. Let's just say the words.
Yeah. We thought of echolocation, and we're like, oh, bats, you know, and then we should do a cartoon with the perspective of the bat who started the corona, and he's just flying around, and they're like, yo, corona, he's like, I'm gonna sacrifice my life, I'm Jesus, the corona is like, he's equivalent to Jesus, and they're like, I'm gonna sacrifice my life to ruin the human species, and hopefully this wipes them off the earth, and we will be the majority, guys. And the bat's like, yes, nocturnal for life! Like,
it's like, yeah, nocturnal for life.
Yeah, they're like,
yeah. They're like so angry that they can't go out in the day, so they're like, fuck it, humans don't get to either. Like, they're like,
yeah. So
thanks for listening, Midnight Gospel.
Yeah.
Stream our consciousness.
That would be a really cool way to do some cartoon art, you know? I don't know, I find satire in situations like this and just find the cosmic comedy.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and it would be cool. Perspective is everything. Gemini season, hey, what's up? Perspective is everything. Seriously, I mean, I guess I'm trying to defend the perspective of the bat who gave us corona. That's not what I mean, but...
No, but yeah, it's like, you know, yeah, I agree with you.
It's just funny. It's just funny, a funny way to look at perspective. And, you know, corona is the Jesus Christ to corona the bats.
Yeah, with family that was flying around. Like, what? Like, how do they know? How do animals know? Like, truths of just everything around us, you know? Like, so one of my favorite things about philosophy, I took a philosophy 101 class. First, one of the first things I remember learning was, like, my professor pointing to a chair being like, why is this chair not real? And I'm just like, what? Like, what? Like, what? And so, like, because I always knew humans had truths, but, like, a chair? Like, what? Like, no, it doesn't have truth. And she was like, why not? You know? And I was like, I don't know. But, like, that's the point is, like, everything has a truth. Everything comes from a source and, like, understanding those sources, what influences those sources, I don't know, like, what happens to those sources when they no longer exist in our body? What was I just talking about?
It's like when the teacher asks you, what did I just say? And then we're just like, oh, like, I don't even know what I was just thinking.
I love that.
And you're just like, what did you just say? Isn't that funny? They're like, what did I just say? And I go, what did I just say? Because that's what they just said. That would be some smart ass shit. That would be funny.
You kids should totally get that.
But we're a philosophy podcast. Philosophy questions everything. Oh, you were talking about your philosophy 101 class and how she's like, is this chair not real? What's up?
Oh, it's about truth. It's just understanding truth. Being like, yo, truth is so subjective. Like, it's so subjective. And I just love people who like to understand that and question their own thoughts and logic and not immediately accept the worlds or whatever people tell you to think like or do or I don't know. No, it's cool. I'm trying to relate. Trying to relate. Yeah.
Did you guys know, like, philosophy extends to math, which is the logic of talking, how to break down words and sentences to a logical form.
Math is ethics. The language of science.
What?
Math is the language of science.
Math is a language of science.
Sorry, I interrupted you. What did you say?
No. I was just, no, you're good. You're good.
You were talking about,
then philosophy is also ethics.
Mm-hmm.
What is good and bad? Why do we make the decisions we make? Where does that come from? Then it's politics. Mm. What are these policies? What are these laws that are put into play? Why are we following them? What is society? What does a good society look like?
Yeah, I fucking love that shit. My favorite course of ever in economics was political economy. It was like, but everyone obviously, like, you're trained to, like, study economics all your 4 years. And then at the last class you take your senior year, they tell you it's not real.
No, come on.
They're just like, oh, all of those things were theories. All of these things are just philosophy. Like, you know, like, what do you mean? The world is this, and, like, finance has these rules. Like, they're just theories. Yeah, and then all of the people are all like, oh, yeah, like, okay, cool, like great. Like, no math, like, best part of the class.
And then Anna's tripping, like.
I'm like, my mind, like, whole, like deep into, like, JM Keynes, like, just deep into that shit, and I'm like, whoa, they're philosophizing about money, you know, like a new thing humans made, and they're like, wait, this flow of this new thing that we just made is really cool. Like, they start philosophizing on different things and like what money means to them. Like, that's my favorite thing about J.M. Keynes. He's like, what is money? You know what I mean? Like, these, like, they're like economic philosophers, like political economists, like they're questioning the logic that dominates our reality. You know what I mean? That's what I really like. They're coming up with new ways. And I think right now we're living through our Greek tragedy. We're living through trying to change everything. Because if we go back to normal, whoa, like, God help the human race. But yeah, I just like philosophy is beautiful because it transcends space and time. That's kind of the point of it, is everything has a why and everything has an answer, but those answers also are completely subjective.
They lead to more questions, every answer.
Some answers are not answers, you know what I mean? Like, silence can be an answer. Like, everything is an answer. Wow, philosophy, man. Like, shit's boggled my mind. It's just like a sober mind trip, you know what I mean? Like, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. And reading and digesting and struggling through the philosophy, like, that's why it's hard. It's hard. And so, like, we constantly are like, yo, brand, like, how do we tell people how to quickly digest this in a classical entrepreneurial elevator pitch? As you and I, as our listeners know, me and Gabby are, like, love entrepreneurial studies. Like, we have an entrepreneurial spirit because there's this cool, not this cool thing, but there's a system that goes on around us, and we're interested in it. We're interested in its working and being a part of it. We're graduating college, and they're like, well, you're a part of the world now. What do you do? What makes you happy? Like, how do you connect? How do you create? How do you find cosmic humor? How do you go so deep and so light at the same time? I don't know. That's your vibe. So if you're into that,
yeah, and that's why we think we're doing this, and that's our goal of this. We left college, and we're like, we have to do what makes us happy, and that's what I did during college. I picked the subjects, the classes that made me happy and excited to learn and go every day and fill my brain with all this brain food of books and knowledge and conversations and professors. And then we leave, and then I'm missing this thing at the tip of my appetite, the tip of my tongue. I'm missing something. When I didn't take philosophy one semester, I was missing it so much. I remember going like that. I said, this is my major. I don't care. I had one class in it and I was entering junior year. And I'm like, hey, I need to do philosophy. I miss it. It's like my boyfriend broke up with me and I can't see him, or I'm in a long distance relationship. Where is it? I could philosophize every day, but I need that guidance, you know? And I feel like right now, streamer consciousness is that guidance for me. And it would make me the happiest person in the world to just be able to grab whatever ideas come at me and say, you know, let's get on live and talk about this, you know, or whatever ideas people comment below. Is like, can you talk about this? I'm like, you know what, let's do it. Or even just meet and greets, not even like doing the traditional meet and greets, but like next presentation meet and greets, and you know,
like presentations.
Yeah, like me being a professor and you guys are all my children living out my
dream. I love that.
But like, I love being inclusive, and like, everyone, you know, you learn the way you want to learn and the way you want to be tested. If you want a presentation, or if you want a multiple choice question, or you want an essay, that's yes. Cool.
Yes, that's sick. Exactly. Learning. I just like, life is learning. It's never ending learning. Like, learn with me, learn without me, learn all of, like, I want to learn with you. I want to grow alongside people. Like, be like, whoa, like, it's beautiful. I
think that's, and it's funny because, you know, I noticed Anna doing this before and I pointed it out. She's like, oh my gosh, like, is this enough for a podcast episode? Like, we don't even know how long this is. I'm like, Anna, you already have this formula for a podcast episode. But our formula is so fluid, it doesn't have to be
all these variables. You know, you could restructure it and we could make a shorter episode. You know, it's not like we need the same formula every single episode. We're still experimenting with our layout, with our platform, with our message, with our words. So it's cool. It's really fun. It's cool. I feel like, and it's cool because you're so emotional, but then with your Aquarius moon, you like to try to back up your emotions with logic, and you're like calculating. You're like, okay, I guess the watch time will go up. And I'm like, that's not the point. But yeah, I guess it is. That's cool. You know what I mean? But I'm like, wait, that was your response to, like, that's your own formula. Well, yeah, I guess that's valid.
Yeah, it's just like, that's the cool thing. That's why we like business, I guess. We all have like you're, you know what I mean? Like, you like your Aries, your competition, like that stuff is like, stuff is cool. Like, I don't know, like it tickles your mind pickle in different ways.
Yeah. So
yeah, it's very interesting. But to all the people that have listened,
thank you. Thank you. Yeah. We are here to question, not to answer. Thanks for wallowing with us.
Thanks for watching. We appreciate
it. Yeah. You know what the word of the week is? The word of the week. Probably, I'm going to make a little song. I should make up a makeup song. Word of the week. Well, I should call this also segment gabberish, too.
Oh, great.
That's my word. Gibberish, gabberish, whatever. But my gabberish.
A gabberish dictionary. Oh, whoa.
Yeah, that's fun.
Make up clout.
Clout route.
Did you make it up?
Yeah.
I just
combine the words clout and route in a rhyme, so I'm just like, no space, just put it together. Squish them together. Clout route. Right now we're on the clout route. Hey, we don't have any validation that we're gonna be noticed one day, or gonna have a following, or gonna have people interacting with us, or be understood by other platforms. There's no validation of that right now, but we have to just trust we're on that route. And that's it. You know, we just trust the process and just get validated by yourself. The clout route. That's what I've been thinking about. Clout, it's interesting because I'm like, wait, what is my goal? What is this goal? It's like, I don't care about the fame. I don't want people, you know, I don't want people to be on my tabs and paparazzi, like, say when I go take a shit. Like, I don't want people to know that, you know? But I just want to be connected to people in some way.
That's it. That's the point, I think, connecting.
I just want friends, like, from all over. You know, I just want friends everywhere. Like, I just love friends. Yeah. So.
Friends. You never know who knows someone else.
Exactly. So, we are here to question, not to answer. Thanks for streaming our consciousness. Ghana is win in Spanish. And that's what we are. We're trying to win.
Win what? I don't know. Whatever the game the universe wants to play with us.
Yeah. Just life. Just trying to win life.